on the anniversary of the Battle of Delville Wood in cities throughout South Africa. The battle was commemorated by a replica of the Delville Wood Memorial in France. Ex-soldiers gathered around the war memorials to remember fallen comrades, and Walter would usually lead the tributes at the Delville Wood War Memorial in the Cape Town Gardens. The Sons of England Society was a voluntary organization established in 1874 in Toronto, Canada, by a group of citizens of English descent. It was formed to assist needy families descended from English immigrants by providing insurance for sickness and death, and to provide food for needy families, especially at Christmas time. The society was organized into branches named lodges, which held regular monthly social meetings. The movement spread to South Africa, where it evolved into an organization to promote loyalty to the British monarchy and to celebrate the values of English society. It also maintained its original aim for charitable work to assist those members who found themselves in difficult circumstances. The Sons of England Society may have had an added impetus in South Africa, as the English-speaking population felt under increasing pressure from the larger Afrikaans-speaking population, which dominated the political organizations. Mike became a member of the Sons of England Society soon after returning from England in 1922, and was elected to be the master of the Cape Town Lodge. He was elected as the Grand President of the South African Sons of England from 1944 to 1946. Chapter 12, page 151. The Dream Becomes Reality. There is a saying, save the best to the last, and it seems therefore appropriate to devote the last part of Mike Bowen's biography to his most enduring achievement, and the one which was closest to his heart. The Athlone School for the Blind continues its good work in educating blind children to this day. It, and the children which it has educated, stand as an enduring memorial to Mike Bowen. Not only did he play a decisive role in establishing the school, but he continued to take a deep interest in it throughout the remaining years of his life. He guided it through its formative years and was on hand to deal with problems as they arose. Mike was active in raising the funds to support the school during the early years when it relied entirely on charitable donations. He spoke up in Parliament on matters which affected the school and the education of blind children generally. Mike served as chairman of the school committee, which administered the affairs of the school, and was a frequent visitor to the school, regarding the role as a pleasure rather than a burden. It was in April 1926 that Bowen began his campaign to establish a school for coloured and black blind children. There were two other individuals who were involved in the process of founding the school, the Reverend Arthur Blacksaw and Miss Mary Curry. The next part of this chapter and the next two chapters describe the early years of the school and the personalities of those involved in some detail. This has been done for two reasons. First, it demonstrates the intensive efforts by a small group of determined individuals to establish a school for blind children, and which was reliant on charitable donations. Second, there are certain aspects of the first decade of the school, including a few turbulent years, which have previously not been published in a single volume, including a number of photographs of the first pupils of the school on the day they were admitted. The Reverend Arthur Blacksaw was born in London in 1891.